this lonely road, trying to make it home, doing it by my lonesome, pissed off, who wants some?
Nadia Frank Show. Justified theme there.
Mm-hmm.
It's fifth season. My friend Mickey Jones is on that show. Now we have another star of the show, Joelle Carter. Where is she? Get her in here.
We've been waiting all day for Joelle.
I know.
There she is.
There she is.
Hey, Joelle.
Look at you, classy lady, all early in the morning like this. Somebody got up earlier. Do you wake up like this?
I wake up like this.
Look at that. Thank you for coming on the show.
I just told your... this lovely lady that I don't do doorbells.
You don't, really?
She's like,
you don't do doorbells.
How do we get you in there?
We got to make it a big
She's
deal that you're here.
Knocks.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in. Your fifth season now, Justified.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Right?
It's been fun.
That was loud.
I don't even think it's real wood. That's why it echoed like that. I don't even know what this stuff is.
I fell in love with Timothy Oliphant during Deadwood. Like I loved him. He wasn't really on my radar before then, and all of a sudden, you know, Deadwood. I'm like, I love this guy, and he's awesome and Justified too.
Yeah, he's really. And those were two roles I think he's really just made for.
Mm-hmm.
He just is Raylan, so it's nice to see him put on that hat and have his own sense of justice.
He ain't ugly, is he? So.
He's not hard to look at. Not too
but
much.
He's not, I mean, he's. I wouldn't say he's gorgeous. There's something odd about his face that makes him attractive, right?
Odd?
Well,
no.
You know, like there's, sometimes if there's a flaw, it can make somebody hotter. Like, I don't think his eyes
I
are
I agree
even.
With that.
Maybe I think one's higher than the other.
That's what does it, I
look
think,
at
for all
time.
Those women. Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
He's got a weird,
uneven eyes.
Uneven eyeball.
How did you, when you...
Svelte body.
What was your process of...
that
of,
too, though.
Yeah, I mean, he is fine. How did you get the role of Ava? Like, what's that whole process like?
I just auditioned. They put me on tape, and I had to go away and do something else.
But you didn't go in a room with a bunch of girls that they were thinking were going to be Ava. You were beyond that, right?
Like
a cattle call or whatever they say.
Yeah, no, I've done that a lot. For this part, I didn't, and I think it was mainly because I wasn't available to do it. I don't know if they did that.
What were you working on at the time?
I did a movie called To Be Friends up near Santa Barbara. And they just kept saying, oh, you're still in the mix.
Still in the mix.
Well, one of the producer's assistants told me I was always Ava. So I just want to believe that
right.
that they were trying to find some name or something. They couldn't grasp onto the character the way I could. I think I really identified with her in a very natural way. And I could convey that in my acting because of maybe my background of being Southern. And
right.
Where are you from?
Georgia.
Yeah. Atlanta?
But I lived in Atlanta. I went to high school in Albany, but I lived in Fort Benning in Atlanta. And I
familiar with Tybee Island?
Army brat, right?
Army brat, yeah.
Yeah, no, I noticed when I was looking it up.
Tybee Island, Georgia?
Where's I don't that? Know Tybee no, Island.
I've been there a
Is
few
it a
times.
Vacation spot?
Yeah, I had a friend who had a house there.
The little spring break?
Little spring break action.
No, I read when I was reading about you, I was like, her dad's Jimmy Carter.
That's well, right.
Not the Jimmy Carter.
He always said he was the more attractive one.
The more attractive Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when I watch you too and all the stuff you've been in, I'm like, that chick has amazing shoulders. Like, you have a great body, mm-hmm. but you have awesome shoulders. And I'm like, I want to know what you do. And then I read in your bio, you were.
Swimmer.
See,
that's
see, Tim has big shoulders too. It's from he was a swimmer too. Breaststroke.
Breaststroke, huh?
Yeah.
What was your
really strong legs? Breaststroke.
You were breaststroke.
Yeah. But I love the relay. I love when there's more than one person out there killing themselves.
How fast do you think you could get up if you laid down on your back right now, just laid flat, and then get up without using your hands or without touching?
Well,
your I can
things? Jump up without using my hands.
Just from laying on your back?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
it's amazing. I would do it, but I have heels.
Is that the thing where you put your hands by your head and you just totally flip yourself?
Oh. And I can flip too.
You're gonna live forever.
Oh man,
you got to keep your core strong, people, as you age. For your back.
It's hard though. It's the hardest thing.
Hear that bass drum over here?
No matter how hard I work out and I try to eat, I mean, I'm like red wine and pasta, so that's my downfall. But no matter how hard you work out at a certain age, I'm just like,
well, tell
me
you eat anything. You're not gluten free and all this.
Well, I'm going to throw a disclaimer for today if I say anything idiotic because I started a cleanse yesterday.
Oh, no. You did? What, the lemon juice, cayenne pepper, honey
no,
deal?
No, I don't starve myself.
Okay.
No. I just blend a bunch of good stuff together and drink it.
Does it
I don't even juice it.
You just
I
blend
keep the
it.
Fiber. Yeah.
Peel and all.
Peel and all, everything.
So you're cleansing, meaning no alcohol?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
What is your alcohol of choice?
Red wine and
yeah,
vodka.
Girl.
Not together, but.
Which one before?
Probably would start. It depends, usually when I'm out at a bar, I'm like more into the vodka.
Right.
But I'm at dinner, I'm more into the red wine.
Yeah. Right. Well, here's the thing with red wine, too. If you're out, you get that, though, you know, red wine tea.
They have these little, like, swabs.
I know, but you're at a party, really? And people are like, want to take a picture, and you're like, yay. And then the pictures, you look at it, and you're like, oh, that's awesome. That's never
nothing,
going anywhere.
More attractive than the drunk house party with the wine drinker who's got, the purple teeth. They're like, hands get in your face, their wine tongue.
I know, but if you drink enough, you don't really care. You're like, I don't care if I have purple teeth and red tongue.
You probably don't notice.
You feel all cute and charming. You know, you don't
Are
realize.
You married?
I am.
How long now?
9 years.
9 years.
9 years of bliss.
And you have a daughter too, right?
We do. We have a daughter. She's 3 and a half.
And are you out here or are you in New York?
I'm here in L.A. I know. I think my IMDb page still says I live in New York.
Yeah, in New York with your husband and your daughter. No, you're out here.
They won't let me change it because it's my IMDb page.
But did you get a big ring when he asked you to marry him? Did you give you a big old rock?
Look,
you're not even wearing a ring.
It's in the safe.
Yeah, right.
You know, but paparazzi will start crap. They'll be like, she was seen out without a ring on. There might be trouble in paradise. And like, they don't realize women to put lotion on and you take it off.
It's working.
Girl.
It's working that you have to take it off when you're working. And so you will leave it places or give it to someone to hold. Or so you just keep it at home and you forget that you just stop wearing it.
But you do have a big ring. Was that a requirement when he asked you? It's like you went
made him give me. No, it's a nice size, medium, pretty vintage antique.
Did you shop for it with him beforehand?
I did not.
Picked it out himself. Good for you.
He went with our friends who knew the diamond market.
Totally surprised when he proposed?
Totally.
See, that's how to do it. I never understand we went ring shopping, we picked it out, we bought it, I have it, I'm going to propose. She just doesn't know when. So knock me off my feet. Like, be like, whoa, what?
I always thought women lied when they were like, oh my God, he asked me to marry him. And I start crying because I didn't know he's going to ask me. And I'm like, right. I was like, you didn't know he's going to. I mean, the dude pulled out the ring and I thought it was a joke. And then he got down on one knee and I was like, well, first he got on one knee. And then we were in Italy and I was like, what are you doing? He's a little younger than me and I just didn't think he was ready. And,
oh, my God.
It's taken me 9 years to mature him up. And
I think a lot of women think they're getting broken up with. Because the guy starts acting really weird, really? And you're like, what's going on? And then you think, are we breaking up
tonight?
Well,
no one takes you to Italy to break up with you.
No. I was there, and he came to visit. I was shooting something. Yeah. And then he wouldn't let me hold his coat because he'd been holding everything. And I was like, oh, let me take the backpack. I'll take your coat. I'll hold it now. I got I'm really mad at him. I was like, nah. Like...
And then
after he proposed to me, I didn't say anything. And then I said, he goes, he stands back up and he's like, you should really answer me because right now I'm like hanging out here.
On my knee.
I'd like an answer. And then I said yes. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me you're going to propose? I used all my film. So
it has been a long time ago. You had film.
No, wait.
So you didn't know, but you looking back, were you prepared in a way it's like, oh, I looked pretty then? Or did he? You were like, oh, we just went to a hike and I was all sweaty and nasty.
No
and
makeup.
Then he drops on a knee and you're like, hey, look at me. I'm a pig.
Oh, he loves the all-natural me.
Yeah.
See, that's what guys always say.
You are beautiful, by the way. You don't wear much makeup.
Thank you.
Look at that natural beauty, Heidi. You should try that.
It's I'm not a natural beauty. Natural beauties can do that.
Talking about?
No.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
This is a team.
She's one of those odd beauties. Like, see her eyes like that. She's
like
that guy.
They don't line up. Yeah, I know. I'm a mess.
The sexy beauty.
I want to say, though, that you're in prison this season on Justified. A Little Orange is the New Black.
Yes, but we started off with some navy, and then we went to beige. I know, but they couldn't do orange.
Well, it's better than orange.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
No, is it the prison that's kind of like the minimum security prison, or is this like maximum stuff? This is like hardcore prison.
She ends up right where I am right now in the current episode is the maximum security Kentucky.
See, I'm not sure
Kentucky
if
prison.
You, Joelle Carter, would do really well in prison or really badly. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to say I would do very badly in prison.
Well, unless you find like that
girlfriend yet?
Like that girl that's going to take care of you.
I would be looking for a girlfriend real
right.
fast.
See, I would too. I'd be like, this is my bitch.
The biggest girlfriend
right.
I could find.
And then she keeps everybody else away.
That's
Otherwise,
right.
if you don't, then you're just going
to
be passed
I'd still
around.
Try to find somebody cute.
I treat you good long, long time.
Protect me.
Yeah, but we've been shooting at an old girls and boys juvie facility that it's been shut down for years and years and years. It's haunted for sure, and it's creepy, and it will make you never ever.
Would you hear kids screams and stuff?
Help us.
Did you guys hear that?
I miss my mommy.
What? That's so creepy. Kids singing or kids whispering is creepy, right?
I'll never tell.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
See, I believe in that stuff,
I
too.
See dead things.
He doesn't. I totally believe in ghosts and spirits.
I believe in it.
See,
have you ever
come visit the
experience besides on the set here in the kids' prison? Have you ever had an experience with a spirit or a haunted house or anything?
Yes.
Supernatural?
Yes. I'm not going to share it with you.
Oh, no. Did
really?
You have one of those sleep
it's unbelievable.
Incubus or whatever?
So one was like a lot of energy that came through my body that wouldn't let me let go of something. It was it was an urn, and we were you know, going to scatter the ashes.
No way.
It was my turn to talk, and it was bizarre.
So it was someone you knew.
Either I was in shock or it was energy. So
wow.
Yeah, and then a vision. Like I woke up and thought I saw something, and then
like someone at the end of the bed or something, mm-hmm. Somebody in the room. Was it someone you knew or like just some random black dude? Because my lady had a dream or whatever, had one of these things where she woke up in the middle of the night and said she sat up in bed and there was an old black man sitting on the end of the bed. And then she like focused and he disappeared. Was it like that?
No.
It wasn't an old black guy. Okay.
But when you wake up, were you like, oh, I must have just been half in a dream and half out of a dream?
Yeah, I woke up and then I was sleeping with my sister. We were at our family beach house and I turned over and I said something to her and I said, and then it was like
gone.
I thought she was at the end of the bed.
So it was not,
but it was actually a man. Oh. No, it was, yeah, it was
somebody
weird.
Haunting the beach house. That's where if I were a ghost, I'd be like, I'm
sticking at the beach. Come visit me when you want.
Right. I'm not going to a kid's prison. I'm like, I'll be at the beach house.
Yeah, I don't care. It is haunted. It's to have a beach house.
Exactly. Who cares?
All the ghouls can just look at a beach house.
Moral of the story, don't do anything to go to prison.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's not pretty. And in one episode, I had to eat the Nutri loaf that they serve you when you're in solitary confinement. And they were like, well, we kind of made you a real Nutri loaf. I'm like, why?
What is that?
Why not make me like a
method.
Chocolate oatmeal bar?
you got to be method actress, Joelle.
What the hell's in Nutri loaf?
Yeah, what is it?
Everything you don't want to eat blended together in a nice jelly
form. That's a diet
form.
You're on right now.
Yeah.
It's voluntary Nutri loaf.
I'm in control of what I blend right now. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, it smelled nasty.
We were talking to a guy yesterday who called the show, said he had spent some time and we were talking about the most depressing meal you've ever had. And he was like, my most depressing meal was when I was in county jail lockup and he had a mystery meat sandwich. And he said, whatever the meat was, it was like a green gray.
It's green meat.
Yeah.
And you're hoping that's because of the veggies they
put in.
Yeah, exactly. It must have been sitting next to the spinach.
That's enough for me to stay out of jail. Like, I like good meals and good wine.
Joelle Carter's hanging out with us from the show Justified on FX. It's currently in its fifth season. You can watch FX Tuesdays at 10 p.m. As far as like the projection of the show, do you see it the sixth season being like the finale? I mean, shows usually run about 6-7 seasons if they're really successful. I mean, and so you guys are a huge success. So it's like, when are they thinking about wrapping stuff up?
No, they made an announcement early this season that six is our end.
Okay.
And five, they've been just revving up the writers for six, basically. So I think that's why this season's been great, and next season's just going to be like.
I always wonder, like, when a show like that starts, do they know how it's going to end? You know what I mean? Like, when they go, does some writer have six seasons in his head?
No,
or is that.
No.
Some do, but the show did not.
Or is it just like, well, let's see. Ooh, that would be a good angle. Let's go down that way. Let's go
no,
down
I don't, I wouldn't think you don't. I don't think you waste your time writing six seasons of something if you don't know it's going to get picked up. And so you write an episode or whatever.
Like the pilot episode. The True Detectives, they wrote that whole. Although it's called a mini series. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every season is going to be about two different detectives. Did you watch that, True Detective?
Oh,
yeah.
I just watched the finale.
Don't
last
tell
night.
Me I haven't seen
creepy.
It.
Creepy.
Oh, don't tell God. Me I haven't seen the finale yet.
Okay, I won't tell you about
Scarface and spaghetti hair.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Oh, that was such a good show.
She just outed
What other shows are you into? What are your guilty pleasures?
Oh, my God. I can only keep my mind on what I'm watching at the time. I've trying to finish House of Cards, not because I'm engrossed in it. It's because I have a kid and I don't get to watch a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in the middle of that one, too.
Finished True Detective. Love Louie. Mm-hmm. Love the Americans. Just started that.
Everybody keeps telling me to watch that
go
show.
Back and watch
really
that.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
You watching Black Sails about pirates? That's
no,
a good one.
What's that?
It's on...
True Pirates?
It's on Stars, right? No, right?
I think it might be on Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Black Sails.
That's a lot of nudity and sex on that show, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess
watching Vikings on History Channel?
No.
That's another good one. A lot of violence and sex. You know what I'm into.
What show do you watch that you're like, God, I'd love to be on that show? Like, that's a character for me.
I love The Good Wife.
Oh, yeah.
The Renaissance one.
I'm good at this game. I'm good at this game.
She really is.
Renaissance.
Da Vinci's Demons?
No, it hasn't been out for a long time with the dragons and the chopping each other's
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. Gotcha.
Brain fart. Sorry. Yeah.
It's all right. It's early.
Game of Thrones.
I think it's coming back on
Thrones.
Less than a month. Mm-hmm. I think we're like 29 days away from
that. What I love when you talk to people about Game of Thrones, they love it. They've been there from the beginning, but nobody can tell you what it's about. They're like, I love the show, but I don't know who's who, what's what.
No, the true geek fans, they can tell you.
Exactly.
But then you'd be lost in the first couple sentences. You can't follow it.
Yeah.
There's too many storylines. Yeah. There's no way to pitch that on a radio show real fast.
Well, yeah, in a nutshell.
Justified's probably on Netflix, the first season, so if people want to go back and catch up real quick. Because, I mean, that's the way to watch some shows.
Amazon.
To get to just do those binge watching.
It's like, it's going to be like the Breaking Bad, I think, phenomena that people are going to find it.
Yep.
This season, or they're going to catch up, and then everyone's going to watch it.
So you jumped on Breaking Bad late? Did you
no,
watch that
I did
show?
Not, but
have you watched?
A lot of people did. Oh, yeah, I watched it from beginning to end. Mm. That was my fave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Michael Cranston's going to have my second baby.
Well, tell Mickey Jones that we said hello. He's a friend of the show.
Okay.
And, I love Mickey.
Be sure and watch Justified, its fifth season. Go catch up if you're not caught up yet.
Binge watch.
Next season's going to be the series finale.
Finale.
So be sure and check it out on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on FX. Joelle Carter, thank you so much for coming in. Door's
thank
always
you.
Open for you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Led.
All right, we'll be right back. We're out of here, Frank.
I just called you a lady.
I know, I look like a lady. I look like a lady. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.